Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Chris Preview. I am, as always, Marijn or Captain Kane.
And I'm Brace Boy or Sam, and this is episode 26 of season 1.
Yes. Yes, it's going fast you're having fun, but we're saying that every week.
Yeah, we're saying that every week, so we're not saying that this week.
No.
But we have...
You haven't heard a thing.
We have a very special episode for you.
As always.
And you might have heard something before the intro that spoils what we're going to do.
I guess so.
And the big thing is, of course, you voted on our poll on Facebook.
Yes.
You, our listeners. I hope our listeners are voting.
It was tough because it was a tie.
Yeah.
So someone needed to make a decision.
Yeah.
And I made the decision.
And it was the wrong one.
Yes.
Yes. In my opinion,
In
my opinion, it was the wrong one, but I'm entitled to an opinion.
Yes.
It's a shameful fact,
but
it's true.
Still,
yeah.
I don't listen to it.
Yeah, no.
You never listen to me. It is going to be the do-it-yourself salted popcorn this week.
So we made our own popcorn.
Yes.
It has been sitting in a bowl for quite a couple of minutes now.
Yes, so
we smell it as soon as possible. Now it's still a little bit warm. And
yeah, it's not from a bag, so we can't really open the bag and then
you
smell
have
it. But
but the people have heard it pop, so that's almost better than the bag, I think.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more authentic.
Yeah,
and
that's what I what
I'm going to smell.
Yeah.
It smells like corn.
Like popcorn, maybe.
Like popcorn, indeed. A little buttery, also.
Yeah. So this was
and
popcorn with butter and salt.
A bit salty.
Bit salty.
Exactly what you expect.
Yeah. The thing with popcorn is, I like the salty flavor.
Yes. But.
But. The hard kernels or seeds or whatever you call them, they always put me off a little. It's just, it's the texture. It's also, it's not really crunchy. It's a little bit chewy in a sense.
Yes.
And the texture isn't really my thing, but it is, it feels old-fashioned in a sense. It feels like
authentic.
My mom used to make this when we had like movie nights at home. She made a big bowl of popcorn.
Yeah, and what can I say? It's exactly what you would expect.
Yeah,
it's salted popcorn.
Yeah, it's exactly as advertised.
Yeah, nothing special.
But I'm not really a big fan in a sense. I would give this 2 out of 5. We can do the whole flavor, taste, crunch thing, but
it's just
the smell
salt
is
of popcorn.
Yeah.
And it smells like popcorn, it tastes like popcorn.
But the thing is that we want to try new stuff.
Yeah.
We want to review, we want to broaden our reviews to pretzel-like things and popcorn.
Because when you're sitting on the couch, it doesn't really matter what you eat.
Yeah.
As long
as
it's salty and unhealthy.
Yeah. Although, we have oftentimes reviewed chips or crisps that were advertised as being healthy. Or healthier.
Yeah, still,
is,
but
healthier is maybe the right word.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think it's healthy
to eat
a bag of crisps or multiple bags of crisps.
Even if it's hummus crisps or
exactly.
Or lentil crisps or whatever whatnots we have had in the past. No, vegetable crisps and stuff.
So, we're going to try new stuff.
Yeah.
With, what's it called in English?
Puff pastry and
Puff
cheese.
Puff pastry and cheese.
Yeah.
Different types of that.
Yeah, and maybe nuts. Like specially roasted nuts and
the famous Dutch borrelnoten.
Yeah, tijgernootjes.
Exactly.
Tiger nuts. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. Very yeah. good.
No, that sounds a bit.
Yeah, that sounds a bit weird.
But we're going to get chased by people who
But to get back to the popcorn, what is the rating you give them? Because we,
two and a half.
2.5. Okay, a little
nothing
higher.
Nothing special. Okay, yeah. But nothing special.
No. So I give them 2. You give them 2.5. So, but we might try out different variants of popcorn as well, because popcorn is a growing market with a growing upcoming couple.
I thought
of
it was quite a large market already, but
that might in recent years or months I've seen they have like every flavor you can imagine in a popcorn variant now. It's a little bit like hummus.
It's a little bit like salted caramel.
Yeah, now they have salted caramel popcorn, right?
Probably.
Now I've seen it somewhere. Yeah. I've seen it somewhere. I'm quite sure of that. And they have like cotton candy flavored popcorn, and I don't know. They have all types of crazy flavored popcorn. And we're
licorice flavored popcorn.
I haven't seen it yet, but it wouldn't surprise me.
That might be a Dutch thing.
That though. Might be a Dutch thing as well. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't test it.
No, exactly. No. Because our listeners have the right to know what it tastes like.
Yeah, indeed. Should we just go on to the trivia of the day?
Yeah, maybe we can go on to the trivia.
Marijn, you are our trivia master, if I can call you like that.
Oh, thank you.
You're not only the captain of the cane, you're also the captain of the trivia, or the tyrant of the trivia. You could maybe that's a better
alliteration. That's a better alliteration.
Yeah. So, trivia tyrant of mine, please share your trivia. It's corn related, I believe.
It is corn related because we have popcorn today. So
I hope our audience already connected to the. Those two things, but
I guess so. Yeah. But the fact, the trivia, something interesting you could share when you're eating a bowl of popcorn
or Doritos, which we should have been eating right now,
or Doritos. Yeah, but Doritos are also made from corn. So
yeah, that's why I'm saying.
In a sense, you got your way after all.
Yeah.
Can I do my trivia now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Corn always has an even number of rows on each ear. Ear is also the cob.
Okay.
Because most things in nature have an even number of rows or lines. If you have a watermelon, you can check it, or a cantaloupe. They also have an even number of stripes.
Okay.
And you should think of it this way. One cell divides into two.
Yeah.
And as cell division continues, there's always an even number.
Yeah, interesting.
So that's interesting. And then, because, well, it's today, I have another trivia for you, which I also thought was very interesting, because I was talking earlier about corn on an ear.
Yeah.
It's not an ear you listen with.
No.
It is from the ancient word of as.
Yeah.
And that meant a husk of corn.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
If people talk about the cob or the poll of corn.
Yeah.
They can speak about an ear.
Okay. Interesting. Good to know. So it's not only an interesting trivia about the existence of intelligent design, or wasn't this your move to convert us all to intelligent design? You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was Scientology who did it. Oh, what? Shit. No, I didn't. What kind of weird things I said?
Yeah. Okay, maybe we should shut up now before we get sued by Scientology. They sue people like crazy. Yeah,
we don't have any money.
No, we're like broker than broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should continue.
Marijn's cane is nowadays made of gaffer tape and
paper basically.
Yeah,
and not just paper you buy in the store. No, with old paper scraps I find on the street.
Used toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that visual.
Marijn, you got a great opportunity, I hear. In the handicap life, you want to share something. It's interesting. Let's spin it this way. A lot of the audience members know that you studied ancient history and archaeology from the near Middle East, right?
Yes.
That's something that we have discussed in our shows, that we have discussed on this podcast.
Yes.
A lot of your trivia stem from that field.
True.
And I don't know if our listeners know, but they can probably imagine you, one of your biggest wishes of your life, or since you have studied this and since you started studying this, you always wanted to go to Iran, right? To visit.
Yes.
Well, what is it you can visit in Iran? Maybe.
Well, in my first years of ancient history,
yeah,
let's call it that, we had a course about Persian King Darius and the inscription he made on a rock in Iran. It's in Behistun, and therefore the Behistun inscription. And I was fascinated by that already in my first year. It kept being fascinating for me all along. Is that a right way of saying it?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was very interesting during my entire study. And eventually I wrote my master thesis about the Behistun inscription. And since I'm so fascinated by this, I want to see it in real life.
Yeah, you have never been there.
No.
I think the people understand that by you telling this story. But when did this happen? When did you got in contact with these people?
Well, last week, yeah, on Monday, I got a message on Facebook by someone who was introducing herself and, yeah, the company she was working with, and that that company wants to help people with a disability,
mm-hmm,
mostly physical, to achieve one of their dreams.
Yeah.
And they film it then, and then it's being shown on television.
Yeah.
She approached me and asked me, hey, do you want to cooperate, or do you know someone who is nice to make a film with, or has a huge wish that is never going to become reality? And I said, well, I do have a wish. I wish to go to Behistun in Iran to see the Behistun inscription because of my studies. And I think they liked my story about this. And they said, okay, we want to do a casting video. When can we come around next week? And I said, on Friday, so this Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
they are coming over to shoot this casting video.
Interesting.
And from there on, it's waiting, but maybe this dream
will come true then.
Yeah.
But that's great news. And hope you will bring us back some Iranian crisps when you're there. So we can
I don't know if they have crisps there.
Yeah, I thought that about the Moroccans as well, but they did. So you...
Okay,
did
you're right. Yeah. And maybe there are some tourists coming over there.
Yeah.
So,
but they probably have a special flavor of something, you know? There's always a crisp brand that we don't have in the Netherlands that is from there, with some crisps. They probably eat something with potatoes.
Or maybe something with
pretzel-like,
with chickpeas. Because
with chickpeas or lentils.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm interested. It's very, very
but
cool.
But this
very
is
cool that you get
a little premature, because I don't know if I'm going there.
No, okay.
If they choose me and my story with it.
Oh, that's true, but I think we can hope.
But if, then I will look for Iranian crisps.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So that's it, basically.
Now all you have to do is win. It's probably there are probably more hopefuls.
It was funny because she found me on the internet. Now that isn't that much of an achievement because everybody can be found on the internet if you look right.
Yeah.
But she also found out that I was doing comedy, and I told her, yes, I do comedy with a friend of mine. And we already one of my dreams was playing a show, and I did that with this friend of mine. We did it twice, and we went to make a third show. So that's also a dream, but I've already done that. I really wanted to
do something new.
The bass tune in Scriptorium, because that is a dream that I probably won't be able to achieve anyway. It's not the right
word, but you don't know. I mean,
at this moment, of course, that is my biggest dream.
I get that, but I think it's not unattainable. It's not as unattainable as saying like, hey, I want to experience having no gravity around me, and that you then have to go in
on
one
Earth.
Of us. Yeah, you can do that with the planes.
Oh,
with the planes that go like.
And you have these giant fans.
That's not entirely. But you can do that in the planes that then do the U. What is
They
drop down, and then you have the G0 effect, yada yada, and then so that's way more expensive and hard to do than. Then probably
maybe
getting you to
my dream.
maybe.
I want to go to base too.
But I think if you, I think you could go to base to yourself. You're now getting a job. You already shared this with the podcast. You don't know what you're gonna make, but maybe. In a couple of years, when you save up some money, you could go to Maestung yourself.
If it's
not pulverized in the next nuclear war between the United States and the Middle East.
That's true. Relations between America and Iran are not always, very friendly.
No, they have been better, I think.
Yeah.
They have been better. Not in recent times, but in the past.
I guess so.
Yeah. Is there anything else we should discuss with the audience today?
Well, I believe we've had everything.
Yeah.
We reviewed these salted popcorn.
Yeah.
We told the people... Yes, we do need to tell them because...
There's a new
what's
poll.
What's next?
Yeah, what's the new poll?
Exactly. That is because that was the one left over from this week, also with 50% of the votes.
Yeah.
The Doritos Collision.
The Doritos Collision.
It stays in the running.
Fight against
Bugles Nacho Cheese.
Yeah. And then with the Bugles. Because is that a little bit of a Dutch thing? Do you have them in I don't know.
I don't know.
But bugles have the type of shape that you... They are easily used to scoop in like salsa or cheese in a can, which should be an insult to call somebody cheese in a can. But
it should be an insult.
It should be an insult.
Yeah.
So you have bugles, but they're both also mice based or corn based.
I think so.
Yeah. So you can
so
vote
you have
right
them
now.
In nacho cheese.
You can vote when you're listening to this, right?
Yeah. When you're listening to this, vote please. Yeah. Doritos Collision or bugles.
Yeah.
And if you vote bugles, know that we are going to try them. Without
naturel, yeah. And with something to dip them in.
Yeah, yeah.
And what with, we're gonna dip them in, we don't
salsa,
know.
Maybe salsa, maybe cheese.
Maybe cheese.
We don't know yet.
Maybe cream cheese, maybe guacamole.
You have some suggestions.
Yeah.
Let us know if you vote for Nacho.
Write it
bugles.
Then in a comment on the Facebook post. Yeah.
What?
Please do that.
Should we eat bugles with?
And talking about writing comments on Facebook.
Yes.
Please subscribe.
Share.
Like our page on Facebook.
Listen on us on Spotify.
Yeah. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Listen on us on iTunes. Listen on us on whatever way you find easiest to listen to us.
Listen to us!
You can... No. But probably when you're listening to this, you already listen to us. So share our stuff with your friends.
With your friends.
And your family. And just co-workers. Your people at work. And the bird of the neighbor, of the aunt, of your of the dog, of your cousin.
Do you have a hairdresser?
Yeah.
Does your hairdresser have a nephew?
Yeah.
Well,
does your nephew have a birth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have neighbors?
Yeah.
Those people should all listen to us because we are reviewing crisps. Yeah. Who is not helped by this?
That's my question.
Exactly.
That's my question indeed.
So, yeah.
Without further ado.
Yeah, then, we reviewed the salted popcorn. We did the trivia about corn and ears.
Yeah.
We talked about Iran.
Yeah.
We presented you a choice between Doritos Collision and Bugles. And that was it.
And make the right choice this time, people.
Yes.
Vote Doritos Collision.
You hear
it's
him.
It's up to you.
You hear
but
him.
The right choice.
And maybe we are going to do Doritos Collision after all because Brace Boy wants Doritos Collision.
Yeah. Because I think it's very... it's maybe not the most world-shattering, innovative concept of putting two different flavors of crisps in one bag. But I think it's quite interesting. And I haven't ever eaten Doritos Collision before. I've eaten Doritos before, but never this new gimmick they came up with. And I'm honestly interested to see if it's worth it. If it's good.
If you really want to mess with Sam's head,
yeah,
vote for the Bugles.
Yeah, vote for Doritos Collision. without further ado,
until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.